Ned Ryan, Senate dismissal of impeachment trial would be cover-up of deep state abuse. By Robert Krajicek on December 19, 2019. A Senate dismissal of an impeachment trial against President Donald Trump would amount to an attempt to cover up abuses of power committed by those within the administrative state. Ned Ryan, CEO of American Majority and author of Restoring Our Republic, The Making of the Republic and How We Reclaim It Before It's Too Late, told host Alex Marlowe in an interview on Thursday on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. An impeachment trial in the Senate would allow Trump to call on the testimony of various former federal government employees and Obama administration officials, explained Ryan in a column published on Saturday. So sorry, dear senators, you don't get to punt on this one. We want justice. We want President Trump to have every last damn witness he wants. I would offer, for starters, this list: Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Eric Ciaramella, Adam Schiff, Glenn Simpson, James Comey, James Clapper, John Brennan, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Hillary Clinton. And while we're at it, all the collaborators in the media like Jim Scotto, Natasha Bertrand, Kendall Onion. Hell, everyone at CNN and a lot of people at MSNBC. Ryan said, "My concern is that whenever the articles of impeachment make their way to the Senate, that we're not going to get the Senate trial that we deserve. We, the American people, deserve to actually have some of these witnesses that I think have been absolutely devastating to our republic on trial, under oath, on national television, but more importantly, Donald Trump deserves it. Listen." Ryan continued, "When I hear Lindsey Graham and some of these other Republicans saying, 'Let's not have a trial. We're just going to move on and have opening statements and then a vote for dismissal,' I think in some ways, I would consider that a bit of an attempt to cover up what has taken place over the last 3 years. Donald Trump deserves due process. He deserves his day in court, and the American people do, too." Marlowe concurred, "I absolutely love that take. I'm in full agreement with you. I'm very much for the more extended Senate trial, where we hear from the whistleblower. We hear from Hunter Biden. We hear from Joe Biden. We hear from Pencilneck, Adam Schiff. I want to hear from these people." Growing concentration of power within the federal bureaucracy via abdication and transfer of responsibility from both the legislative and executive branches of government threaten human freedom by eroding the constitutional framework of government, warned Ryan. "We have these administrative state actors who have been ceded so much control over the last however many decades, given so much power, and given so much money," explained Ryan. "They're the ones, they think they're making the decisions. And they've kind of been given that control by Congress and even by the executive branch, and then Donald Trump shows up and goes, 'No. I'm the duly elected president of the United States by the process laid out by the Constitution, by the will of the American people. I'm the one that makes decisions inside of my executive branch on domestic and foreign policy.'" Democrats' impeachment push amounts to a pinnacle of strain between the administrative state and an elected president, estimated Ryan. Ryan remarked, "That's what this has all been about. You know, crazy Russian collusion conspiracy theories. Ukraine, all of this stuff, Mueller, it all comes down to one thing: who decides? And it's the President of the United States who actually decides the policy inside his executive branch and administration." Trump's ascendance accelerated an inevitable clash between self-serving bureaucratic interests and constitutional values, added Ryan. "What we've been experiencing in the last 3 years. It was almost inevitable that this tension between administrative state governing philosophy and our constitutional republic, at some point, it was bound to break into the open. And Donald Trump, he showed up, and he's been that red pill and truth serum," determined Ryan. "It's out in the open now. We are the pinnacle of Western civilization in the United States of America," said Ryan, drawing on Restoring Our Republic. "We're the greatest constitutional republic that the world has ever seen, and we didn't get here by chance." Ryan continued, "Our founders built this republic with all these influences of Western civilization and then built into our founding documents all of these other transcendent truths, and they built it in a very specific way. It's not chance that we've become the greatest nation offering the greatest amount of freedom and prosperity to untold millions." Left-wing and progressive ideology, noted Ryan, is antithetical to the constitutional architecture of separation of powers. America's governmental framework, he added, is the greatest protector of human rights and natural rights. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Prejcik on Twitter.